Back for another Machshava and Pirkei Avos. Our learning should be in memory of Moshe Aaron Ben Chaim Yosef. Thank you so much, the Schreiber family, for sponsoring. Should be Melech Yosher for us and all of Chai Yisrael. Also, Leon Lishmas Daniel Sarbas Eliezer Yisrael Levi. And Zechus Tefur Shem for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. Tavahenech Mordechai Feret Simcha Pesor Shar Chai Yisrael. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Zayin. And over here it says Mishnah Yud Beis. I told you guys we learned last week that sometimes the second paragraph is a little off, but it's all good. We're going to try to connect a lot, actually, to the Parsha. They found a lot of Parsha connections to this Mishnah as well. So it was Hashkacha Pratis. Rabbi Yossi said three things. Yimamon chavercha, chaviv alecha kishalach. Your friend's money should be as beloved to you as your money. We're not going to really focus on that part. The haskin atzmecha lilmo Torah. A person should establish yourself or prepare oneself to be able to learn Torah. She'ena Yerushalach. Torah is not something that you're just. It's not an inheritance. It's not something that you could just get passed down to you like your inheritance. No, you have to be able. You have to prepare yourself. We'll see exactly what that means. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim, and all your actions should be l'shem shemayim. If you look at Rashi in the top left corner, Rashi says very simple. Al tomer ho'il va'aba chacham gadol haya afaniya yekamol kain bli shum torach. Rashi says very simply. Don't think. That, oh, my father's a great Rav, or my father's a Talmud Chacham, so I'm going to be a Talmud Chacham, and I don't have to work. No, it's the opposite. And actually, it happens to be that too often, sometimes, children of rabbinic families, it's the opposite. You know, they feel that, you know, they come to such a, they're either the precious or too much, or whatever it is, and Rashi said very simply, don't bank on your DNA. You have to put in your own effort. You have to be able to do your own as well. Before we get to the Rambam, the Rabbi Yon, I just want to turn your attention to pages 3 and 4. Pages 3 and 4 is a beautiful, beautiful Emes LeYaakov on this week's Parsha. So we know famously that Rashi brings down, and really the opening psukim, that Yaakov Avinu is running to Lavan. Before he goes to Lavan, he goes to stop off Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. This is literally one of my favorite pieces of Emes LeYaakov. And he asked the question on the bottom paragraph. Alman said to Moah, "Hare Yaakov is man sheyotz meber sheva haya ben shishim v'sholosh, who lama Torah of Avram Zigno al Gil Chamesh Esrei." He learned Torah with his grandfather. He learned Torah with Yitzchak. Why in God's name did he have to stop over before going to Lavan's house? He had to stop over there for 14 years. What's pshat? And such a beautiful message of Emes Yaakov. He says, we'll say it out loud and we'll see it inside. He said, the Beis Midrash of Avram and Yitzchak was totally different than the Beis Midrash of Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. Who was Yeshiva? Who was Shem Ve'Ever? Shem Ve'Ever were the ones who survived the Mabul. They were the ones who survived all the negative influences, or we could say all the Florida influences around them. They were able to stay strong in the Golas, to stay strong even in the middle of the Greek Empire, of Choshech Zuyavan, to stay strong even when things around them weren't going as well. Yaakov Avinu, he learned by Avram and Yitzchak. They learned in Eretz Yisrael. Avram and Yitzchak didn't really know. Their yeshiva didn't teach how to live in Golas. He didn't teach how to live as a Jew. It says of Yaakov, it's a different Torah. Yaakov Avinu, that's funny. Rav Yaakov says about Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu is about to go into Lavan's house. He knew Lavan's a bad dude. He knows the bad guy. He's about to go into Golas. He has to prepare himself for that. And for that, that's why he stays for 14 years. If you go on the left paragraph, it says over here in the Anonat, Beis Medrashem Shal Avos, Lamdi Torah B'Madrigar Gadol B'Yosef Shal Muna V'Avodos Hashem, Nuchustanam Negamrim Me'asviva B'Chutz, Lo Mishpah Mimenu Klal. They weren't influenced by the surroundings around them. They were learning, it was like Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. They had no worries, no nothing. They had no iPhone, they had zero. But the bottom paragraph, Lo Kein Haya Eitzel Shem Ve'Ever. This is not the same thing that Shem Ve'Ever. Benosha Noach Shenifla Midor Mabel Nitzel Lo Rak Me'Me'Al Mabel Ela Gam Misvivosam She'Anshei Dor HaMabel Mashchas Umei Hashchasosam. And not only did he physically survive, but he spiritually survived as well. And that's if you go over to page 4. Whenever I get excited about an idea, I don't even know where to stop underlining because I get so excited. So if you see a lot of underlines, you know that I got very excited. This Rak Shem Ve'Ever Sheridas Midoros Mitzvivim Mushchasim. Just the generations of Shem Ve'Ever. That's what they taught. Lo Avram Yitzchak Ha Yicholim Limol LeYaakov Torah Hanitzruch Lo kidei sheyuchal yishar b'tumaso b'sivaso shalavon ish mushchas for Russia. That's why Yaakov Inu stopped off yeshiva shem ve'ever. Because at the end of the day, Avraham and Yitzchak were great. The Torah was great. They were learning Bava Metzion, Bava Basra, Bava Kama. It was amazing. But it wasn't a Torah, it's a Golas. As he says, he calls it on the bottom left corner. Yaakov Murchach Limtzor Davkalos a Torah Miuchedes Azos. Yaakov needed to learn a special type of Torah. He calls it Torah HaGolas, Torah Shem Ve'Ever. The Torah be able to withstand Golas. The Torah be able to withstand some the negative surroundings around a person. And that's why on the top left paragraph, he actually quotes, we know that Rashi tells us that in Parshas Vayeshev, that in a few weeks we'll read it as the Shem, that the Yisrael Av is Yosef Mikol Banav Ki Ben Zekunim Ulo. He was his Ben Zekunim. Uncle says that he gave him everything that he learned from Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. Why did he give it? What's it specifically? Shem Ve'Ever? Because Yaakov Avinu saw Baruch HaKodesh that Yosef was going to need this Torah. This Torah's a Gullus, whatever that meant. He didn't know about the 22 years, whatever it is. He's going to need this message of Torah's a Gullus. And that's why he was Masrulo. He gave him over exactly what he learned in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. And I thought that connected very much to this Rashi. Rashi says you can't become a Talmid Chacham based off yourself. You have to learn, you have to put into your Gia. Yaakov Avinu could have learned from his father. It was a different Torah. It was a different message. It was a different lesson. Such a beautiful Rav Yaakov and such a Shkocha Pratis. Oh. He knew from the Torah Segalos. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very good. Beautiful. Matt, I felt that connected very much to that Rashi. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam back on page 2. We're going a little out of order here. The Rambam says in the top right paragraph, he really just talks about Haskin Atzibcha. What does this mean? Inyan ha'chono v'hazimon shetzorech la'odim l'hachin atzma l'maylos. It's something about fulfilling one's potential, be able to prepare oneself, be able to reach great, great levels. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does it mean, Haskin Atzmacha? He said, Haskin Atzmacha, on the bottom of the paragraph, the midos tovos. You want to know how to prepare yourself? How to prepare yourself to have the beauty of the Torah? It comes from having good midos. Main derech eretz in Torah. You're running into shul, and at the end of the day, you're a minute late, but there's a guy behind you, hold the door open. Simple. Like I once heard Reb Shlomo Karbach used to say, he was once by the Kotel, and this guy was davening, and a beggar came over to him, and this guy gave him over, and he pushed him away, like in such a negative, such a rude way. Reb Shlomo was saying such a simple way. He said, does that Jew think that his tefillahs are going to get answered now? Because the way you treat people like that? No, it ain't derech eretz, ain't Torah. I understand what Shimon Esrei, this and that, okay, every shul has their own thing. But if you don't know how to treat everyone, then the Torah, the tefillah merely means nothing. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Hasin atzvacha, davka b'midos. In the way you act, in the way you treat one's friends and fellow avdech mocha, etc. On page 5, I'm really, really sweating over here. Nah, it's crazy. I hope the AC gets going here. It says, but I guess it's part of the Torah, part of the Yegiyah of Torah. The Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the famous student of the Vilna Gaon, he gives his own interpretation of Haskin Atzcha Lilmo Torah. What does it mean that a person should prepare himself? Ve'eich, keshititar mizomos hachatoim, hisvada v'shuv lifnei alimut, shal yomar alecha Torah mipura b'chli mechuar. He says, a person has to be a pure, you have to be a pure kli. You can't just decide, hey, I'm going to speak Lashon Hara, or I'm going to do whatever, watch whatever I watch, and then I'm not expecting the Torah is going to affect me. No. The Torah is not going to affect a person that's dirty, mechuar, a person that's disgusting. Says, the greater you go, the greater tamachacham you are, the greater you love Torah, the more you have to be careful of sin. Right? As Gemara says in Sukkah, kol yetzro golda mechavero, yetzro golda mimenu. Right? The greater tamachacham you are, the greater the yitzahar it is. A person has to be careful. That's what it means, hasin atzvacha. Means you can't just come to Shir on a Thursday. If Wednesday night a person was in the middle of who knows what, a person has to be able to understand that you prepare oneself. Like I remember one of my Rebbeim in DRS, Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, he's the manal of my high school DRS. So they say about him, I never saw it, but a lot of my Rebbeim tell me that before he entered yeshiva, before he entered the Shir room, he always asked the Rebbeinu, he always put in a tefillah right before he said it. Rebbeinu Shalom, help me able to teach, inspire, inspire the ninth grade boys. That's a person preparing oneself. Not just talking about the negative, but also talking about the positive. Preparing oneself to be able to go and to be able to steig. Yeah, especially ninth graders. But I wasn't in a shiur. It was a hard shiur taka. Baruch Hashem. But I have a lot of courses to offer to him. Baruch Hashem. Go on page six. Another insight from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So I just gave you the Gemara. It was like one line. I didn't want to photocopy one line. So I just told you the Gemara. Baba Matzia says, Torah machzeres alachsan yishala. Torah, it returns upon. It's like Torah goes to a person to someone's home. It surrounds. It returns to someone who makes it worthy. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner asks, what does this mean? Right? Gemara Baba Metzia tells me that it goes machzeres alachsan yishala. I don't know how to explain that. It goes back to its home. It's where it feels comfortable.
It goes where it's invited.
Oh, thank you. It goes where it's invited. But then the Mishnah says she'ena tor yerusha. So which one is it? So he gives us such a nice mashal. I didn't really understand it the first time. So let's read it together. A person comes to a certain inn in a certain hotel. Every time he comes to Boca, he stays at this certain hotel. He goes to Yerushalayim, stays at this hotel. He doesn't have to change it. If the door is open and the people there accept him with full desire, be able to wait there a little bit. Ach im segura hadelis, but if the door is closed and it's locked, ubaleh habayis inem munyonim lachniso. The chaver inside don't want to have this guy again. Hareyo menicha mepona lachzani acharis. He's going to get shut out. He's going to have to find a new hotel. You're done with the citadel. You have to go to the inbal. Figure it out. Kach haTorah says Rav Chaim Volozhiner that same thing with the Torah. Machzeres hi alchzani shelo ponel el satzayim shanimich hachamim kidei lador etzlam. The Torah exactly is invited to one's children where it's invited, where it's something inspiring to one's home. It's a value. It's given over to one's children. Im heim chafitzim ba hareyu nichnesus lemekomam achim ena heim rotzim ponahi lacherim. Basically, he's saying that the Torah has feelings. The Torah has feelings. If your house is a place where at the Shabbos table, the Shabbos Suda, the Divrei Torah, the kids are into it, then the Torah is going to want to come. But if it's a place of Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom, or a place of you're talking about what's going on with the warriors, not saying anything bad, but even though the Gemara says at the end of the day your speech on Shabbos should be different from the week, then the Torah is going to be okay. The Torah is good, but it's not the same thing. And that's what it means. Zeshenemar, Misad Echad, Torah Machzeres Achsan Yishala, Misad Sheni Eni Yerusha. A person has to understand that they have to be able to. You have to invite the Torah. It's got to be a preparation. It's got to be a place of. A place that the Torah feels comfortable to be able to go. Beautiful idea. Two ideas from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. If we go now to page 7. Page 7 is such a two beautiful ideas from Rav Ram Shor Shlita from Flatbush. So he writes on the bottom here, we know, so the Torah is not a Yerusha. So he says, quotes the Mefarshim, he says, what do you mean it's not a Yerusha? Haloksiv, Torah tzilanu Moshe, Morasha, Kilas Yaakov. It's a Morasha. The Torah says it, but this is the first pasuk you teach any kid. So we know famously the Gemara in Brachas, there's Atikin Marasha, Elam Orasa. Don't read it as Marasha, but you have to be engaged to the Torah. But he says a beautiful idea from the Rav Baruch HaMezhbish on the top left paragraph. He quotes the Sefer Beis Aaron, the Kalina Rav, Rukach Sof, maybe Teretz B'Shem Rabbi Rav Baruch HaMezhbish, Zuchus Ben Aleinu, where we know it was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. And he says, Kol Adam Yeshchiyav L'chadish Pa'atma B'Torah. Every Jew is an obligation to be mechadish some level of Torah. Chutz mimash yesh lo kochos b'yerusha. Besides of what he gets is in his DNA from his parents. Meaning, I got DNA from my parents. I got a certain mental capabilities, certain mental potential that they gave me to be able to understand. But my job in this world is not only to take that. My job is to go a little above that, to try to push myself a little more. That if my father was able to be able to read Rashi and Rabban Or Chaim, I have to try to learn a little more than Rashi and Rabban Or Chaim. I have to try to be able to throw in a little Gra, a little Baal Shem, just something a little extra. Haraimutu alav l'chadesh davar chadesh hashayich lo levado. He says, you have to push yourself a little bit. And he says that's the whole vort. Zeh kavana she'eni Yerushalach. What does it mean that it's not an inheritance? Perish Torah zu she'eni Yerushalach. Az that tzarich ha'adam la'giel esakin atzma l'mal Torah osu ha'Torah. A person has to push himself. Obviously, a person has spiritual DNA from his parents, but only to a certain point. Then you have to do your own avoda. You have to put in your own work, like Yaakov Avinu, but learned by Avraham Yitzchak. But now Yaakov had to go to Yeshiva Shem Be'Aver. He had to learn his own Torah. Kavanoso devada yishlo adam Torah b'Yerusha al avodoso he lahotzi chelka miyuchad b'sora kimosh mespalim b'sein chelkenu b'sora sacha. That's what we say every day when we take 3 steps back. Or the Chabad Chassidim love singing by Rabbi Shmuel. Sein chelkenu b'sora sacha. We tell the Rabbono Shalom, please give me my chelik in Torah. Besides the chelik that I got from my parents, wherever they put me on the pedestal, I'm asking the Rabbono Shalom, please give me my chelik. My chelik is a little above what I got from my parents, what I got from my spiritual, from my mental capacity to be able to push myself a little more. Whenever I think of those words, Sein chelkenu b'sora sacha, there's a beautiful idea. They say in the name of the Ashach HaKadosh. Sein chelkenu b'sora sacha means that your individual chelik. Don't start thinking about this guy. He knows Tosos and he knows Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I remember when I was in Shana Alef and Shalavim, there's such a competition of this guy and that guy. It's so unhealthy. And the guys who were doing that, including myself, it was such a yitzahara. You go back to, we went back to YU, and the guys who were only learning because of that, it took a month or two for them, and they were done because it wasn't l'shem shemayim. It wasn't doing because it was something that was real. It was just a show. It was just something they were doing. We could be able to go with the flow. There's another idea that he quotes on the bottom. This is one of my favorite Torahs. This is a real Hasidish pshat. So if you're not into the Hasidish Torahs, you can close your ears for a second. Hasid atzvalim atorah she'eni Yerushalach, like you're the same gematria haters, the same people. Just kidding. Ukvar is karna akushya halok chosav marasha. What does this mean? That it's not a Yerusha, but it says marasha in the pasuk. Yeshlomar ki be'esh yesh kihilas Yaakov. When there's a kihilas Yaakov, when there's a gathering of Jews. Klal Yisrael feel for each other. You feel for the Jews in Pittsburgh, even if they're not from, and even if they're driving down shul on Shabbos. Ba'achdus is a Yid, he's a Jew. Then the Torah will be an inheritance for you. When you're together, when you're Torah Tzilon and Moshe Marasha Kihilas Yaakov. When it's Kihilas Yaakov, then it's Marasha. Then the Torah will be an inheritance. Torah Chaadam Masakin Atzvul Lavoli Deshlemos. That's why it says, Haskin Atzbacha, you have to come to a place of Minos Tobas, like Rabbeinu Yonah said. A person has to come to a place of caring about others, and then the Torah will affect you. This is what he says here. But if you're all about yourself, it's all about me, my Torah, my Gaiva, my learning, my this, my that, my this. You don't think about the congregation, as who tzorech tikkun. Sheish kazeh ain't a Yerusha, right? Haskin atzbcha lema Torah she ain't a Yerushalach. Says if it's all about yourself, atzbcha ain't a Yerushalach. Rabbanu Shlomo wants to have nothing to do with you. Very Hasidish pshat. Take it or leave it. I thought it was a very, very nice idea, right? They say the vort from the Avodas Yisrael, the Kuzet Magid. So I'm not sure if we did this Mishnah yet. I think it might be coming later on. So it says. The Mishnah says, "Ki adam l'amo yulad." The pasuk is in Yev, "Ki adam l'amo yulad, l'amo l'amid." So, to learn, to be able to teach. So he says, "L'amo." What does it mean? We're created to be able to work. L'amo stands for l'amod amenas l'amid. That's the Rashi Tevos. L'amod amenas l'amid. I think it's in the fourth paragraph. That you learn in order to teach. You saw a nice idea. Don't keep it for yourself. Share with others. Right? Ki l'kach notzarta. Another Mishnah says, "The Torah was given to us." Don't keep it for yourself. Share with others. You're inspired by a story. You're inspired by a davening. Share the divrei Torah with others. So we saw a lot of stuff. Before we get to the last part, we saw about Haskin Atzbucha. Rashi says a person can't just rely on his father. He has to be able to do it himself. Like we saw from Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov said, by Yaakov Inu, learned by Avraham Yitzchak. But Yaakov had to learn how to do his own chelak, Torah Sagolas. The Rambam says a person has to be able to work on their potential. Rabbi Yonah says, what do you mean Haskin Atzbucha? Is be able to work on your midos. Chaim Velazhar said, you can't be a kli. You have to be a kli filled of kedusha, and then the Torah can affect you. And then we saw over Chaim Velazhar about the Torah has to be invited to your home. It has to be a place where it feels comfortable to be able to come. And then Rav Shor's two ideas about every Jew has their own chelik. Every Jew has their own chelik where from they get there for their parents, but a person has to work, try to go a little further. And then, kihilas Yaakov, when a Jew feels the achdus together, then then it will be a marasha. But if it's atzmcha, if it's for yourself, in a yushalach, then it's not. Yeah, welcoming, like a guest.
Oh. To make it a point to learn at least a little bit every day in the house while your children are still awake.
Oh.
Not to run off the basement and not to wait till you put them to bed to learn. If they see Tati learning, then they'll be mine.
Oh, beautiful. You should, the swarm shouldn't just come open. I mean, it should be at your wife's, because sometimes your wife needs help with the bath time, Taka, so the Torah might be open, but the Torah is really closed. But I hear what he's saying. The kids have to see it. It's like the famous Zvort from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon had a very famous Talmud besides Rechaim Volozhiner. You know, famous Talmud known as the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid, I think we've said this before, but it's good to repeat again. The Dubna Magid once asked his Rebbe, how do you give over passion for Avodas Hashem? How do you give it over to your kids, to your grandchildren? How do you do it? So the Gra said, you ever see a grape juice cup? I guess back in the day you ever see these cups and they have, you know, big cups and then there's little cups on the bottom, pour in the big cup and then it goes, and all the kids are like, whoa, amazing, so cool. Yeah, like Shabbos, found in the other, in the Yiddish places they call it the pisher, you know, and I said use that word in class, the kids like, oh my gosh, Rebbe said pisher, very good. So the Gra said, a Jew has to be that koisi revalia, has to be that overflowing cup. When you're constantly thinking about Torah, constantly sharing and giving Torah, the kids, your Talmidim are going to want it. Because when you're a fire, when you're a menorah, then everyone, the thing around you is contagious to the fire. But if you're just a cold, you're just, no, oh, dafiomi, okay, check, mincha, check. It's going to be nice, the kids might have a mincha, but for them it's just going to be, it's like the famous Rav Moshe. Why do a lot of kids, why do a lot of Jews in the... in the Shverazan year, the 20s and 30s, because they had to go into insurance. It's so hard to be a Jew. As Rav Moshe says, not my words. Rav Moshe said a lot of Jews went off the derech because their parents had to work on Shabbos in the Manhattan. I'm not Chas V'Shalom judging anyone, you know. Because they made it. Oh, what could I have to suffer? By the way, you should just know, if Yitzhak Zilberstein actually quotes a story from a Jew who was every Friday in Manhattan when he was living in the city back in the day, in those days, he said that there was a guy who go to the boss and says, I'm just letting you know, I'm not coming in tomorrow. So the boss would tell him, you're not coming in tomorrow, don't come in on Monday. He said, no problem, can I just ask you for a favor? Sure. He said, can I just ask you for the pink slip? Just, you know, for the thing that I'm getting fired. He said, okay, it's a weird request, whatever. But every Friday, he'd come home with a pink slip. His wife said, all right, again, okay. And the kids asked him, like, Tati, like, what's the deal? Why are you always getting the pink slip? Don't worry, it'll be good. And came every year that sukkis, it was the decorations. Says, you want to know, kids? You want to know why I got these pink slips? To show the Boshim how much I love it. It shows my Messiah's Nefesh. That's exactly what you're saying. That the kids should see. The kids should see that the one's connection and dedication to Avodas Hashem. And I guess this really connects very much to the last part of the Mishnah. The Chol Ma'asecha Yulishim Shemaim, page number 8. Kutzker has a very, very cute line here. I don't want to say the word cute, but very sharp. The Chol Ma'asecha, cool on the mashma. Shegam ha'ashim shemayim shecha, yulashim shemayim. Very interesting. That you're also, your l'shim shemayim, your intentions should also have good intentions. Meaning that everything you should, your good intentions should have good intentions. Very sharp line. Kutzker. And Simcha Banim says a very similar idea as well. Simcha Banim quotes the pasuk in Dvarim Tezayin Chof, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. What does it mean? Why does it say Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof? You're going after righteousness. You're going to learn. You're going to daven. Do it in the right way. Do it in the righteous way. When you come to Avodas Hashem, do Avodas Hashem in the right way. That's what we quoted a few weeks ago from Rafersh. Rafersh said by Rivka, that Rivka only offered Eliezer water once the camels... Excuse me, she only offered the camels water once Eliezer was finished. Eliezer finished, the pasuk says, and then she offered the camels water. So first she asked the question, what's pshat? If she had water for the camels at the beginning, why didn't she say, Eliezer, here's water for you, and here's water for the camels? Why didn't she wait him first and then after? So first says that she didn't want to show off. She didn't want to say, oh, look at me, I have water for you and for the camels. Let me first give to Eliezer, and once he's done and satiated, then I may give to the animals. And says first, that's exactly what Eliezer was looking for. Eliezer was looking for not only for a balas chesed, but someone the way she did chesed. Be able to do the right thing in the right way. but to do the right thing in the right way. And that's exactly, which leads me to the last two vorts on the Parsha, and one last halacha. There's such a, one of my favorite Divrei Torah. I didn't give it to you on page 9, but we'll get to page 9 in a second. Page 9 I saw last night. Such a present from the Rabbeinu Shem. This is one of my favorite Divrei Torah that I have from one of my Rabbeim Adiras, Rabbi Eli Storch Shlita. So he quotes Rav Shalom Shadron, the Magid of Yerushalayim. In Parshas Vayetze in Revi, you know famously that Reuven goes out to the fields, right? Leah has all these kids, Rachel has zero kids. Reuven finds these dudaim, she finds these flowers. And Rachel asks for be able to have the flowers. And Leah has such a response back, first you take my husband, now you want to take my flowers too? Says in Agam Yishalayim, such a simple explanation. Did Leah not know that Rachel was Yaakov's first choice? Like you ask any first grade kid, they know that Rachel was Yaakov's first choice. How could she say, first you took my husband, and then you want to take my flowers too? Says Rosh Hashanah, Ma'agiv Yishalayim, if this is the only vort you came for today, this is it, this is gold. He says, Leah never knew. Leah never knew, it's Pasha. Look at the psukim. Atomalach hama'ak hachtech ishi. The kachas gamas du dai bani. Leah never knew. And Rachel gave over the signs. All the signs. She said, if daddy makes tricks tomorrow morning. She didn't say, oh, by the way, Yaakov wants to marry me, not marry you. She didn't do that. That's our first grade way of thinking. Leah never knew. It's Pasha. Says him, Nagav Yishalayim. It's not me. This is what he says. He says, because if not, how? And you don't even see a response. Rachel doesn't even say, by the way, you know, you're only married because of me. Rachel is silent. It doesn't only show you the godless of Rachel. It shows you the godless of the godless of Rachel. It shows you the mysterious nefesh that Rachel did. It wasn't only of what she did, but how she did it. Can you imagine? I said this at the Sheva Brachos this week for Rabbi Goldberg's daughter. I said, can you imagine if Sunday morning you woke up, and I'm not comparing your father to Chas Shom to Lavan, but you go to your sister and say, by the way, you're going to marry the Chasim. That's in itself, that's impossible. But you're able to do it in such a sneezed way. Rachel made it such an incredible thing.
So, what did she why did Rachel give her the simon?
She gave her the simon because she shouldn't be embarrassed. But Leah never knew that Rachel was Yaakov's first choice.
So
she got the simon.
But from Yaakov.
Well, it's
Yaakov. Oh, she got the simon from Yaakov.
Right, so how would you say?
All I'm telling you is what the Magid says. I can't. You want to know more?
Rachel
had the simonim. Rachel gave the simonim to Leah.
Why did Rachel have the simonim from Yaakov?
Only because they were going to get married.
Yeah.
Taka. So you don't like the Magid for it.
No,
no, no.
There's
got to
be more.
Yeah, there's got to be more. To be honest with you, I asked my Rebbe to see it inside. He said I have a Parsha sheet from 7th grade. But I have to do a little more. I had to do more homework. He said his 7th grader had the Parsha. I said, wow, you have the Parsha sheet from 7th grade. Unbelievable. By the way, hopefully, maybe this Kedushas Levi, maybe we will shed a little light, and we'll see. Kedushas Levi says that if you look at the Psukim, it says, Vayavo gam el Rachel, Vayehav gam es Rachel mileya. So he came to Rachel, and he loved her more than Leah. V'yesh Didaktik, page 9, Ma gam hasheni. What's gam? He also loved her. What's going on over this gam? So famously, we know the Medrash, he quotes the Medrash that says that Esav had the two sons, two daughters, and then Esav was going to marry Leah, and Yaakov was going to marry Rachel. But he quotes an incredible thing. He says, you want to know what happened? He says this in the left paragraph. V'zeh sheperish Rashi shemasar simanim Leah, nimsa yisa Yaakov es Leah, v'haisa mitzira she'akshav tipo begorol shel Esav. Esav, Yaakov saw that Leah was supposed to marry Esav. You might think to say that maybe Yaakov got upset at Rachel. He says, Rachel, how can you do this to me? I wanted to marry you. It's the opposite that happened. When Yaakov saw the amazing, mysterious nefesh of Rachel, that she was able to care about her sister more and herself, about her own marriage and her own destiny and her own family, that's what it means, Gam Esrachim Leah. That he loved her more because of what she did for Leah. When Yaakov saw the such sincerity And it's the genuineness. It's not even a word. The amazingness of Rachel. But not only what Rachel did, but how she did it according to the Magid of Yerushalayim. That is exactly what she loved her more. And that's what it means, Kilomer Bavor Leah, because for Leah. Ratzulomar Shenodulo Iker Kavanos Rachel Lishim Shemaim. She saw that she was Lishim Shemaim. And therefore, he loved her more because of what she did.
Oh. Leah was supposed to marry Yaakov's brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she gave this in one year. He was Esav was a couple minutes before you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant the chas was on the same day, 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
No. So Leah is concerned.
Yeah.
Maybe
Leah Rakos, Ine Rakos. Yeah.
So Rachel says, no, here at the Sumayim, you can marry Yaakov, the Heter Gomer.
And Rachel might have to marry Isaac.
Exactly. And friend. The implication is that if Patty sets it up, well, I'll have to marry.
So when she had her children, why didn't she say it was Shimon? Because I was hating.
Right.
Please. How'd she know she was hating?
These are good questions. They're good kashas, 100%. I'm giving you the machshava, the drush. If you want to go into all the Rabbi Kiva Eggers and the Tysuses, we have enough to do. There's enough halacha you can ask to be Goldberg on Monday and Tuesday and before I get here. But I'm just trying to say the amazingness of the Shem Shemayness of Rachamina, the way she did. It's mamish this vort of tzedek tzedek tirdof. It's mamish this vort of the kutzur that usually Shem Shemayim should be the Shem Shemayim. And that's exactly what the Kiddush Levi says, that he saw that Rachel, not what she did, but it's also how she did it. She did it in such sincerity. And that is not only just a machshavatik thing. Now we end off with the halacha. You thought that I wasn't the halacha guy. We end off with the halacha. It's a mamash shteid in Shulchan Aruch. Semin reish laman off. It's one sif. Shekol kavanosav yu l'shem shemayim. It's the end of Hilchos Brachos. End of Chelech Beis. And he says on the fourth line down, Bechol derchacha de'eyu. If you know Hashem Baruch in all His ways, but Amr Chachamim, Kol Maasecha Yuli Shem Shemayim, Shafil Dvarm Shoros Rishus, to go in Ha'achila, the Ashesia, eating and drinking, the Halicha, the Yeshiva, the Akima, the Tashus, the Asicha, the Chotzar Chayduf, Yechula Mavoros Baruchah, the Dabra Agor Mavoros. So everything you eat, you drink, anything you do, it's got to be L'Shem Shemayim. And that's why if you look at all the things the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Rishon points this out, Zachila, Yudhei, Shesia, Yudhei, Halicha, Yudhei, Yeshiva, Yudhei. Everything's with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's name. The most physical thing, we believe in Judaism, right? In other religions, they say, oh, abstain from the physical world. No. We say, take the physical world and uplift it. Take it and be able to uplift it and be able to live a holy life. So we saw beautiful insights and hasin atzbecha limal Torah. She'ein Yerushalach, we have to work for it. We have to be able to take the DNA that we got from our parents, be able to push a little harder. We saw that out from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu learned from Avraham Yitzchak, but he had to go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, be able to push a little harder. And we saw the last thing we saw for Vayetze is that the Kedushas Levi says that what does it mean that he loved Leah, that he loved Rachel more because of what she did for Leah, for what she he saw her self sacrifice, but not only giving over the signs, but in the way she did it. We should be zocha b'ezras Hashem to take these lessons of the Avos Inimos. If we do this, we zocha be able to enhance our lives in Torah and Yerushalayim, L'Shem Shemayim, and be zocha to soon light the Chanukah candles in Yerushalayim.